and gentlemen, I thank each of you for coming. We are here today to say goodbye to my mother, Audre Lorde. My mother was a black, lesbian, feminist warrior. A woman whose profession was conflict and whose chosen weapon was poetry. For 58 years, she wielded words to devastating effect against the forces of fear and hatred wherever she found them. She died as she had lived, fighting with stunning success and total commitment against the disease killing her. But even as we grieve over my mother's death, we cannot ignore the challenge her life presents. We cannot ignore our duty to examine the life of Audre Lorde and to build from her work the tools with which to carry on her struggle. The foremost of those tools are the coalitions of oppressed peoples that my mother built in Africa, in Germany, in Canada, in Australia and New Zealand, throughout the Caribbean and all over the world, bringing people together to fight the forces of racism, sexism, and homophobia. She devoted much of her life to building those coalitions, to establishing those connections, because she knew that strong alliances across sexual, cultural, and racial lines are the best hope for bringing about a new world order. A new world order not dependent on guns and aircraft carriers and Tomahawk missiles, not dependent on oppression and exploitation, but one that is truly new and truly world. Audre Lorde's work and her entire life teach us that only by drawing strength from our differences can we hope to dismantle the straight, white, male hegemony that seeks to isolate us, to silence us, and ultimately to destroy us. For the embattled, there is no place that cannot be home, nor is. And we, who were never meant to survive, must look beyond our differences and look to the things that join us in fellowship and that bind us together. Audre Lorde taught us that we must abandon the politics of division and exclusion, as these are the favorite tools of our oppressors. We cannot afford these divisions, for the master's tools will never dismantle the master's house. Audre Lorde showed us, with her writing and with her life, that any vision of the future that does not include all people, no matter how inconvenient they are, no matter how uncomfortable they make us, is a defective vision doomed to perpetuate the evils and injustices she dedicated her life to destroying. We can no longer afford to stand upon the constant edge of decision, crucial and alone. We must commit ourselves to saving our world, and we must do so together. I did not know Audre Lorde as an activist, as a poet, or as a teacher. She was my mother, and that is far greater than all of those things. From her, I received everything I have, everything I am, my very life. And I miss my mother every single day. But Audre Lorde was also a black, lesbian, feminist, poet, warrior woman doing her work. Now it is time for us to do ours. Thank you.